This is News Talk.
Now, this Christmas on News Talk, we want you to rethink your drink with the national charity Drink Aware. What can you do when you want to meet friends during the festive season, but you don't want to have a drink? So we sent our reporter Barry White to find out.
Christmas and drinking alcohol go hand in hand here in Ireland. But what is there to do in Dublin for those who want to have an alcohol-free Christmas? Well, I've been finding out, and the first place I went to was South Dublin on Ice in Talla.
It's Andrew Mead, and this is South Dublin on Ice. We've been open for the last 3 weeks. We've been flat out. There's a huge amount of interest locally and a lot of people coming from around the wider area. We're open in the mornings from 11 a.m. through to 9 p.m. on Saturdays and Sundays right now. And during the week, we're from Mondays through to Fridays from 4 p.m. through to 8 p.m. But when the kids are off on the 22nd of December, we'll be open from 11 a.m. straight through to 9 p.m. all the way through the whole Christmas season.
Now it's early afternoon here. It's full of school kids. Is this somewhere adults are coming?
Absolutely. The adults come here in their droves when the kids are off. But we get a lot of school kids coming in classes during the daytime. A lot of groups, a lot of school groups, a lot of sporting groups come here. But an awful lot of adults come here as well. We also have ice hockey training here, proper ice hockey training here during the week mornings and week evenings. And we also have sessions where people can actually come and learn how to skate. So there's been a massive interest here. We've been here for the last 3 years and it's growing every year.
Now, when it comes to Christmas in Dublin, a lot of people think that when it comes to activities, it almost always involves drinking alcohol. This is something for people to do that doesn't involve alcohol.
It's alcohol-free, schnapps-free, if you will. It's southdublinonice.com. You can come here without any alcohol, and it's the way to go. It's great. It's great exercise. It's great fun for all the family. And we do group tickets for families as well, so there's good. There's discounts, everything.
Now, I'll go out and try myself, but I've hurt my knee, so people probably think I'm using that as an excuse, but I've hurt my knee, so I'm not going to bother. But ice skating, I haven't done it since I was maybe 10. So that's a long time ago. It looks quite difficult.
Well, I guess it's a bit like learning how to ride a bike. Once you know how to do it, it'll never leave you. And we also have these little toy snowmen that you can lean on, and it's good for the kids and good for mum and dad that have never tried this before. So you can lean on that, take your time, get into it, and after two or three sessions, just as I say, like riding a bike, you're up and running.
So if someone's looking for something to do over Christmas that is alcohol-free and they might think ice skating might be too difficult for me, you'd be saying come along.
Absolutely. Usually when you say alcohol free, it has this connotation of it's not as much fun as anything else. But let me guarantee you, the fun here is beats alcohol any day of the week.
Some people may also use their Christmas holidays to go to the gym, and FlyFit are open during the Christmas period.
So my name's Sarah Heavey and I'm a personal trainer in FlyFit. You'd be surprised. I mean, there's still definitely a steady flow through definitely the FlyFit gyms. I mean, the one I work in is down on Georgia Street and we're a 24-hour gym, so you certainly do see people coming in. We're open every day other than Christmas Day, so like there are people there right up until the end on Christmas Eve. They're back in on Stevens's Day. Classes are still running, which is nice for people as well. So yeah, it's not as busy, but it definitely still has a steady flow.
Normally we expect gyms to start to get really busy from January, but there will still be people coming to the gym.
Yeah, January is definitely like that's the peak time. Everybody's on their kind of, you know, new year, new me type of buzz. Definitely picks up in January. It's much busier across all gyms, I would say. What I would usually say to people is, you know, if you are thinking about the gym and you haven't started there yet, December is actually a good time because while there is people still coming in and out, it's not as busy, certainly not as busy as January. So if you're starting out and you're kind of new, it can be a little less intimidating to get in December, start a little bit earlier than the masses and kind of get yourself comfortable before everybody else kind of kicks in as well.
And FlyFit doesn't close, does it? The one you work in Georgia Street?
So some of the gyms, there's some gyms that are 24 hours and then some that are not. So Georgia Street FlyFit is 24 hours. So we're open 364 days a year. So Christmas Day we're closed, but we're open every other day outside of that. Wouldn't be 24 hours now over the Christmas period. There is a couple of days where the times are a little bit more limited, but you can still get in and get your workout in, get your classes in.
And the classes are still on as normal as well?
they're not as normal. The timetable is a little bit different, and it will be up on the website, flyfit.ie. But there are classes still on, and we usually put on whatever the most popular ones are. So you might have, you know, your body pumps, some conditioning classes, spin classes, things like that.
Normally, the Christmas period is when people will let loose and go out on the booze, really. But do you think people are becoming more health conscious and are not drinking as much nowadays?
I don't know if I'd say Irish people are like not drinking as much, but I definitely think you're right that it's we are much more health conscious as a nation. I think that's certainly increased over the last few years. You do see it, you know, across people being out running or out cycling, or the, you know, the gym memberships are on the increase as well. So I do think people are still going out and they're having their fun, but there's definitely a nice balance there because people are still coming into the gyms, they're still getting their classes in, and I think that's a good thing because it, you know, you shouldn't just give everything to the gym either. It should be a little bit of both, but it's nice to see people are still doing, you know, the partying aspect, but they're still kind of looking after themselves as well.
So if someone doesn't want to drink over Christmas, this is an option?
Absolutely, yeah. And like I said, there's still classes running all the time. We are open every day except Christmas Day. So by all means, if you're looking for something to do that doesn't involve alcohol, come into the gym, try one of the classes. In FlyFit, all the classes are free. They're included in your membership, and we have everything from yoga to heated polar classes. So there's, you know, there's something for everybody, and you can try everything.
While there's also plenty to do at night time in Dublin over Christmas, without going to the pub. For example, last night I went to the Wide Lights at Dublin Zoo. It's for adults and children alike and runs until the 12th of January. Tickets are available on the Dublin Zoo website.